James Elroy was born and bred in Los Angeles, and he's made the Californian city the setting for most of his novels. Before becoming a writer, Elroy had a troublesome life. His mother was murdered when he was only 10 years old, and his father was not really a hands-on parent. As a young adult, he joined and left the army, worked as a golf caddy, and ended up homeless after a long period of heavy drinking. All these elements are present in his books. In fact, he wrote a book, My Dark Places, where he investigates his mother's unsolved murder. Elroy's writing style is intense and laden with expletives, and it takes the reader on a tour of the underbelly of the city of Los Angeles. He often incorporates real-life characters and events into his plot lines. His L.A. Quartet, published between 1987 and 1992, brought him international fame, particularly when two of the novels, L.A. Confidential and The Black Dahlia, were turned into successful movies. In his Underworld USA trilogy, the author explored both the lead-up to and the consequences of John Fitzgerald Kennedy's assassination. The three books, American Tabloid, The Cold 6000, and Blood's a Rover, show the political and legal corruption in the states from 1958 to 1973. JFK is also present in his latest novel, Widespread Panic, and in a not very favorable light, he is depicted as an unscrupulous sex addict messing around with actresses in 1950s Los Angeles. The protagonist of the book, Freddie Otash, is also a real character. He was a former policeman who became known as a fixer in all kinds of deals. Through Elroy's words, we come to know the dark side of many Hollywood celebrities of the 1940s and 1950s, like James Dean, Rock Hudson, Liz Taylor, and Montgomery Clift. The author won't disclose how much is fact and how much fiction, but he does say that some of these secrets were well known even when he was a kid.
I went to a school, a junior high school. Most of the kids were Jewish. A lot of them had parents in the film biz, and they had the dirt. Everybody knew it. Marilyn Monroe's a call girl in the 40s. All that shit we knew. Somebody's a dope addict, big drunk, yeah.
In order to understand the world that Elroy conjures up in his writing, it is essential to bear in mind his own biography.
The key to understanding a lot of what I do is the rote biography at the back of the book. James Elroy was born in Los Angeles in 1948. Bingo, perfect age to catch all that shit. Perfect age.
Does the author think that Los Angeles in 2022 is worse than the city we find in his books?
It's uglier because the earth is a wear item. It's wearing down. The finish on the houses in L.A. are wearing down. The streets are wearing down. The business fronts are wearing down. There's too many people. It's hard to park. It's untenable in general. But it's a fantasy land for me.
When asked about his writing method, Elroy is very pragmatic.
I write a book until I finish it, and then I sit down and do it again. I write from an outline, just as Beethoven wrote from notes, and everything is thought out, and everything is very exacting. But the concision of the prose, the pace of it, the crazy shit that I'm describing, you know, Freddie breaking into these houses, sniffing women's undergarments, you know, and shit like that. Yeah. Popping pills.
Elroy has often mentioned both Raymond Chandler, the creator of the detective Philip Marlowe, and Dashiell Hammett as important influences in his own fiction. He sums both of them up concisely.
Chandler wrote the man he wanted to be. Hammett wrote the man he was afraid he was. They're all drunks.
In previous interviews, Elroy seemed to sympathize with Donald Trump. Now he doesn't want to celebrate his presidency, but he won't condemn it either.
A America got what it paid for. You wanted him in. He didn't destroy the country. He sent it on a tailspin for a while. Now we got other shit to deal with. We got Putin. We got the pandemic. Life goes on. I'm optimistic.
As far as his own personal plans are concerned, James Elroy seems quite happy to continue doing what has been his routine for the past 40 years.
I'm 74 and healthy. I got to spend the rest of my life locked down writing books.